Chapter 1. His boot felt empty without his knife in it. It didn't matter that he had never had to use it. Sure, he'd pulled it a couple of times to show off, but the times he could have really used it, he'd forgotten about it and used his fists, as usual. He was used to feeling it there, next to his leg. What a security blanket. But even if the juvenile authorities hadn't taken it, it wouldn't have made it through the airport scanner. I could have packed it, though, he thought. Travis stopped at the end of the line of people waiting to go through the airport security check. The sight of the security guards made his heart speed up. It was already pounding out a rhythm a rock group could have used. He tucked the cardboard carton he was carrying under one arm and wiped the sweat off his face. "No jokes," he said. Joe and Kirk looked at him blankly. They had been treating him funny since he got out of juvenile hall. Travis thought, "They think I'm crazy like everybody else does." Travis pointed to the sign. "No jokes about bombs and hijacking and stuff." Motorboat meowed, protesting being held sideways, and Travis straightened up the cardboard box. Motorboat had been drugged at the vet's before they left for the airport. "Geez, he gets drugs and I don't. I'm the one who needs them." He handed the box containing his cat to the attendant and walked through the detecting doorway, half expecting to set off an alarm. No alarm went off, and he picked up his box on the other side. Kirk, who had been to the airport before, didn't think it was any big deal to get scanned, but Joe was almost as nervous as Travis and had to bite his tongue to keep from cracking a joke. Joe would have been a great comedian in juvenile hall, Travis thought, since his reaction to tension was to get funnier and funnier, the way I get quiet and mean. He couldn't remember ever seeing Kirk tense. Kirk could shrug his shoulders and walk out from under anything. He wondered for a second how two guys so different could be his best friends. Mom was last. They had walked too fast for her to keep up with him. That was partly accidental. Travis could not slow down for any reason. It was also partly on purpose, because he couldn't stand any more of her soft frettings. About how he should act when he got to his uncle's, about how he should stay out of trouble. "I could stay out of trouble, all right, if it just didn't come looking for me. This last business sure wasn't my damn fault. If it wasn't a mistake taking Motorboat with him, like Travis should leave him here for Stan to kick around. If he had packed the right clothes." That last almost drove him to punch his fist through the wall. He had done that once before. No bones were broken. The right goddamn clothes. Sometimes he thought she was going to drive him crazy. He couldn't believe the stuff she had packed. New stuff. Slacks, for God's sake. Stuff he'd shoot himself before he'd wear. Cowboy shirts. Can you believe that? He didn't care if Uncle Ken lived on a horse ranch. T-shirts were good enough to wear on a horse ranch. The horses wouldn't care. Travis had dumped out all the new clothes and hidden them under his bed and filled the two suitcases with his jeans and T-shirts and books and tapes and a tape player. He wanted to take the tape player on board with him, but there was a rule about only one piece of carry-on stuff. He had learned a lot about the rules trying to get the damn cat on. It was practically a 3-mile hike to get to the right gate, and they outdistanced Mom again. There weren't too many people there yet. They were way too early, Mom had seen to that. Not that he minded. He couldn't take staying in the house now. He sure couldn't take any more time in juvenile hall. What was left but leaving? The plane was there, at the end of a long passenger ramp. He could see it out the window that took up a whole wall. It looked huge. The passenger ramp looked like a giant eel clamped onto its head. God, that was a big plane. He'd never realized how big planes were. How the hell did they ever get off the